I pray you catch this one in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I mean, I'm moving this morning. Amen. Somebody say prophetess is moving this morning. Amen. Amen. I want you to understand something very clearly. I'm back in meditation as I'm moving across the land. Amen. And God says to me, he said, I didn't put my people on earth to destroy them. I want you to catch this. He's saying they are saved people that I'm coming to save. I pray you catch this in the Holy Ghost. Because see, this can only be Holy Ghost caught. He said, they run around saying they're saved. Yes, you are. He said, but I'm coming to save you. That I can deliver you from a destructive path that you are on in living. And my deliverance bring about a healing. My God, my God. Amen. He said, why did my son, why did my word tell you? I come to heal the heart. Me, the wounded. Make the crooked ways straight. Open blind eyes. You are spiritually blind, and he must open your eyes up to believe from a greater place than where you stand at. Come on, somebody. Because it is the Lord God that delivers you. Because you can't deliver yourself and no other. So he said, my people run around and say, I'm saved. He said, but I'm coming to save you because you're saved. You're saved by an almighty God that's coming to save you. Somebody say salvation looks sweeter to me. As the day goes on by me living in him, whole and holy. Somebody say, I'm a saved people. But God gotta come to save me. That you see salvation is on me because it's in me, my God. It's on me because it's in me, alive. Until he come alive, people can't see what's on you. They just see dark matter. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I pray you catch this in the Holy Ghost because that's the only way it can be caught. As I always say to you, Bishop Bob Houston, always say, this word got to be caught. It can't be bought. And you catch it with your life. I'd be like, what is he saying? Somebody say, but in time you come to learn and know and you understand. And until you get some understanding, you can't even apply it to your life. So ask the Lord, help my understanding. And the only way your understanding is enlightened is through what? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Anybody. The only way your understanding is enlightened is by the wisdom of God. And that wisdom comes through Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? It's the Word. All God. Because who? He the Word. All he... They used a turn, a coin, Jesus, but he's telling you, I'm the Word. That's why he say, me and the Father, one. He said, I'm the Word. I'm the Word. What is Christ? It's Spirit. The Word is Spirit. That's why he told you the letter of the law will kill you. The Spirit is the one that's going to bring forth the life. The Spirit of God bring forth the life. The life of what? The life of God in you that comes on you to come alive in you, that he be upon you as you move about. Come on, somebody. Anybody. I need somebody to call on the man named Jesus. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on, somebody. So say to yourself, I'm saved, but I need the Lord to save me so I can be delivered and healed from what's killing my soul, not to know him well, not to know him well from which I come before I entered into this world. Somebody say, I'm saved, but I need the Lord's Spirit to come and save me before I destroy the life he originally gave me before I came into the earth realm.